Kennards make trade easy. Kennards Hire is making trade easy with a 2-hour delivery promise and heaps more. Kennards make your job
easy. Buckle up. It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, good afternoon. The Friday, it's magic round. It's finally arrived. There are no more sleeps. And as we go around the grounds in this SEN HQ, we're man down. In fact, no, we're not. We're men down. No looksy brooksy. He's out. He's a scratching. Our man, Gibbo, put me in, coach. Well, you're in today, Gibbo. You've got the panelling and the producing.
I've got my chance, finally, Joel. Yeah. But I feel like with Hutchie, I may have bit off a bit too much.
Early?
I don't know, but I'm great to be here with you guys, especially you, Brendan. Big fan of yours, mate.
Oh, yeah. What exact titles are mine, do you? So I get this a lot from blokes like you, going, I'm a big fan. I'm like, what have you seen me? And they're like, oh.
No, love my way, Brendan. Oh, love my way. Yeah.
Well done. I'll pay
but
that.
I want to know, Brendan,
have you
did
ever...
Dan Wiley actually surf?
Because yeah, there was Dan Wiley did actually surf.
And, oh, okay.
And after two episodes, they no longer allowed me to surf because it looked so unnatural. After that, I was just putting my board in the back of the station wagon.
Yeah, right.
We'll wrap that. I was just having a Chico roll and going, yeah. Big wave.
Oh, big wave. We haven't properly introduced you. Gibbo, by the way, he has the moniker of producer today. So he is here officially thanks to Four Pines Brewing Co., which takes real characters to produce a show like this. And let me tell you, for those who don't know our great Gibbosaurus, he's a real character. Now, Brendan Cow, the stable, like to have the likes of you, and I say this every time you're on, but it is a big deal. Not many other people I can think of, if there is anyone, could be in the number one TV series of all time, being Game of Thrones, and to also be in the number one grossed film of all time, being Avatar, your good self has. So you join the likes of Vossi, Fletch, John's plural, Andrew and Matthew, and Cameron Smith.
Yeah, well, that's what I just wanted to say was, you know, when I was coming in today, I saw some big press releases have come out that Cameron Smith, because everyone's been wondering, where is Cameron? Where's he gone?
Yeah.
He had the weirdest fizzler of a retirement. No one's heard from him.
No.
Apparently, he's not even returning, you know, the likes of Cooper Cronk's phone calls and stuff. He's gone to ground.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he's watching football. I don't think his kids are. I don't think his wife is. I don't think anyone's allowed to say rugby league in the house. Even if there's a storm outside, no one can actually say, Dad, there's a storm outside.
No.
You can't wear purple in the house.
No.
And all of a sudden, he's come out and he's gone, I'm going on SEN. I'm going on SEN. Huge news everywhere. Now, I want to know, when I joined SEN, which SEN, I don't know if you guys know, stands for Sport Entertainment Nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know, but when I joined it a couple of months ago, coming back from New Zealand, where I was shooting, you know, Avatar sequels, the biggest movies of all time that I'm yet to be in.
Yeah.
There was not even a page 76 mentioned on some depressed sports bloggers website or anything.
Nah.
And Cameron Smith comes in, it's world news.
Yeah. So that's the elephant in the room right now.
That's the elephant in the room. And I think it's bringing the station into disrepute, frankly. Cameron, can't wait to work with you. Welcome to the team.
Yeah, well done, Cameron. And disrepute, by the way, I don't think we all like to say we're bringing the game into disrepute. Well, you know what disrepute is? Disrepute, it's the state of being held in low esteem by the public. Did you bring yourself into disrepute one time on Twitter many years ago?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
And I choose not to really bring it up, but it was a subject very close to my heart, and you know, I probably, you know, the thing is when you're trying to say something, it's best not to get personal. And I think that's the cleverness of people out there on social media, is be critical, be engaged, but never get personal. And that's how you remain a gentleman.
Right. Did you run hard at the personal stakes?
I ran hard a bit. And I probably still mean what I said, but, you know, the lessons have been learnt. But I was fascinated this week looking at Trent Robinson. And I always get fascinated by how coaches find money for the things that they say against the bunker and against referees after the game, and then they get fined $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for bringing the game into dispute. This whole thing baffles me.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, Joel, see, as an actor, I go out on stage, I go on film or television, probably right now there's a whole bunch of guys eating KFC on a country going, he's shit, that guy, right? And when players go out, they go, that player's shit. Yeah. And maybe because they didn't get their multi up 13+ or whatever. Yeah, yeah. You know, they people would criticise you. I don't know.
Oh, of course.
How they would ever criticise Joel
inside
in the membrane sugar cane live on your airways. they criticise the coaches. They criticise the guys who are doing the apportos out of the. Everyone gets criticised, but the referees.
Yeah.
If you say they were incompetent, you get fined. Now, why are they the protected species when everybody else in this world gets a thumbs up, thumbs down in the TripAdvisor culture that we now live in, where everyone's a critic with their own platform to go, oh, I thought that was shit. I think that guy's shit. I think that guy's great. Why can they not handle it? Are they too sensitive? Is it because they never got to play? Why, you know, if a guy takes a guy's head off and he plays the rest of the game without a head and the referee didn't see it and the bunker went, no, I thought his head was still on and even if it was off, I thought that's okay, right? That's incompetent.
Right.
So Trent Robertson can go, look, I thought they were incompetent. The guy played the rest of the game without a head. Now, why does he then get fined?
Yeah.
And for bringing the game into disrepute, why are they a protected species?
If Robbo,
please inform me.
If Robbo said, geez, our back five were incompetent tonight.
Yeah.
Is he bringing the game into disrepute?
No, he's probably just what's called giving a spray. You can only imagine what Madge McGuire would be saying or Ricky Stewart when he goes in and goes, you know, look at that colour of that jersey. What is it? It's bright green, Ricky. What's underneath it? Me chest. That's right, your chest.
That's right.
Value the green bloody jumper.
Yeah, that's right.
With a few more expletives. But I don't understand, when did it start?
But you know what it might be?
What is the protocol of not being able to criticise these men in stripy shirts?
I think I know what it is. They don't ever have a chance to answer. I think what we should do is have Coach A comes in. So Trent Robinson comes in, right? Mm. And then Coach B comes in. Say it's they're playing the Raiders and Ricky Stewart comes in.
Mm.
And then we trot the refs out. And when the refs have had a fine game, they might come in and say, you brought our game into disrepute because we refereed perfectly, but your stupid players, between them, had 16 errors.
Mm.
So we were refereeing completely fine, and then your players had a collective of 16 errors, bringing our performance into...
Yeah, disrepute.
Disrepute.
And they kept lying in the ruck. I was at Bankwest Stadium, which is, you know, the disco of stadiums.
Yes, it is.
And all the players are warming up on the field, which, you know, I know people have differing opinions.
Yeah.
The referees were out there. The referees are out there. They're on the sideline. They're doing their own little warm-up.
Yeah,
they're not really on the field. They're doing a little warm-up. I thought maybe instead of that warm-up, they could do a warm-up with each other where they go, you pretend to be offside.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can pick it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'll hit this bloke in the head. You see if you can pick it. And maybe they could mock up some scenarios.
I don't mind that.
Because that's what they really have to do. But I never understand why you can't say stuff about the refs. The refs have got to harden up like everybody else involved.
Well, listen, we are taking your calls, 1300 01 1170. You can text us as well, 0457 736 736. Shane from Marrickville's on the line. G'day, Shane.
G'day, Joel. How are you, mate?
I'm outstanding, but I'll get better. Shane, what do you know?
Mate, I just think the referees have got to be... The NRL's just got to be consistent. It's either sin bin or send off.
Yeah, it's going to be raining sin bins this week. Have you seen the edict, Brennan?
Is it rain?
No.
Raining 4X.
No, if you cop one to the melon, if you accidentally clip someone in the melon this weekend, you're pretty much guaranteed to be marched 10 minutes.
Okay, can I simplify the whole thing for you? You clip someone in the melon, you didn't mean it, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You clip someone in the melon, you meant it, off.
That's it. Yeah,
and then
if they stay off the field, then they can use the 18th man. Next year, you know, Joseph Suwali's playing rugby league.
I also think the whole six again thing, when you're in your own 20 and on zero tackle, players are hanging in the tackle to guess.
You're saying
it doesn't matter. I reckon it's 5 minutes off.
Yeah.
If you hang in the ruck on that zero tackle to give the six again, you know, for the other side, that pointless one, 5 minutes.
Yep.
So 5, 10, off.
Yeah, why? Shane, are you there?
Yeah, mate, I am.
Why does it have to be five? Like, to me, five's, it's only a couple of sets, a few sets. Why not seven? Let's give them seven in the bin.
Minutes. Yeah. Or what about five off, two to run, do a lap?
Yeah. So you're off for five.
Off five, one
and,
lap.
And then you've got to come on, do a lap in front of everyone where you cop a spray from the whole world.
Yeah, yeah. Or a couple of those suicide runs where, you know, you would have done them.
Yeah, those up and back things.
Up and backs.
Yeah, the Malcolms, I think they called them. What do you think, Shane?
I think five off, 20 suicides.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, support. Hey, Shane, who's your team? Full support of the board. Who's your team, Shane?
Parramatta.
So what we're looking for in Magic Round, Shane, and you may have an idea here, is we're looking for people. You know when you go to the Dragons at Cogra and you see those big banners on the hill? In fact, you know what? What we're going to do, we'll go to the great man, Brian Fletcher. He's got this to say.
G'day. It's Friday, which means it's Fletchy's Friday phone-in, thanks to Four Pines. My question of the day is, what is the best sign that represents your club? Now, I'm going to go back a few years, and this was my favourite. Bulldogs are playing the Raiders, and some witty supporter from the Raiders said, who needs a big willy when you've got a great tongue? Over to you.
Over to you, yeah. So that's Fletchy's Friday phone in, thanks to Four Pines. Shane, what would you have for your Parramatta team right now?
Oh, I really don't know because I'm totally blind, Joel.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bit hard for me, Joel, when I can't see the song.
No, I understand. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do one for you, right? So you're a Parramatta fan. We're out of town, but not with Dylan Brown. How's that sound?
Yeah.
Okay, we've got to go, Shane. All the best to your Eels. We move on to line three, and the great Sparty's on the line. G'day, Sparty. In fact, have we got a song for Sparty, Gibbo?
I think we do.
Hang on the line there, Sparty. So Sparty's, we've been trying to entice Sparty from another show, which just happens to be an SEN show, Brendan Cowell, and we've won him over with a song, an introduction song, and here it is now.
But where do you go to my lovely?
Where do you go, my lovely?
You're alone.
Beautiful song.
Yeah. Here he is, this great Sparty. How are you, Sparty?
Oh, hairs on the back of the neck standing up.
Yes.
What a beautiful song Peter Suss did.
Oh.
Story of someone coming up from a tough beginning and making their way through life and then forgetting where they came from.
Oh, dear.
Great story.
Oh,
I'm lost in it, Dol. Lost in it.
How can we help you through
Have you had a jazz cigarette this afternoon? Is everything all right now?
I want to have a chat to Brendan, actually. I just want to put a hypothetical to him,
right.
For example. Let's just say there was a bloke who was nearly 49, zero
Don't
acting experience.
Yep.
He fancies that he could have trod the boards at some point. However, circumstances prevented it.
Yeah.
Little asterisks. Said 49-year-old would be more than comfortable with nude scenes.
Yeah. More performance.
World movie type stuff.
Yeah, SBS. Yeah.
What would your advice be to him, Brendan?
Is this Brian Fletcher we're talking about?
Well,
Brett Finch.
Could be.
Mate, you know, you want to give everything a crack while you're here on this earth. Don't you?
Yeah.
I mean,
asterisks or no asterisks?
No asterisks. Yeah. I don't think if you're feeling it and you're restless at night on the pillow thinking there's some unfinished business, you know, you don't, you want to have a crack, you know. Now, I think everybody has a different journey into acting, but I would say that gentleman, I can't imagine who he might be. Why don't you write something for Tropfest or something like that, make a little short film.
Yeah.
Is this guy better at like angry, funny, sexy, lovely, more, you know, a messed up cop or an alien, a lawyer? What do you see this guy play? Play to your strengths.
Yeah, Sparty, who would you, this person, who would they play? Yeah. Who would they suit?
Look, this person has a lot of ideas in the pipeline.
Yeah.
One of which would be, and look, Brendan, I like you. I don't think you'll nick this idea.
All right.
But, you know, if you do, I'm in for 20%.
Yeah.
I think a sitcom based in a dog park is a real winner.
Yeah.
Because
you
drive past dog parks and there's some interesting people there.
Oh, yeah.
There's a very rich dynamic among those people. And I see myself, or sorry, I see the person starring as the top mongrel in the dog park. Yes.
Oh, what, you'd be playing a dog?
I could do both. I could be the dog and a trainer.
I had a real crush on a girl at the dog park, and it was, and my dog really liked her dog, and it was so fortuitous because that meant that we could stand together, and you didn't have to cross the park, and you'd end up having that nice chat. But then my flatmate, who shared the dog, he was trying to have a crack as well, and we weren't telling each other.
So did you ever just slip out with a dog by yourself?
Oh, yeah, all the time. That dog never got walked so much in its life because I was like, come on, we're going over the park.
Yeah.
You know, no, it's a fascinating culture. I've seen a couple of characters play dog walkers, I think, in American TV comedies, but I've never seen a show about it. And it'd be good to see it from the dog's perspective as well, and how the similarities between the courting of animals and the courting of humans. I think you're onto a winner. I can't see how there'd be any problems. I'd be calling the finance bodies right away.
Hey, Sparty, before you go, are you, I mean, Asterix with a 49-year-old, how are they aesthetically out of 10, would you say?
How am I going?
No. Well, the 49-year-old.
Is it matinee idol or more of a character actor?
Oh, no.
Hemsworth?
No, I've got big fat guts now.
Yeah.
So I reckon I would play your portly character who's past his best but knows that he can reattain his best.
Yeah.
But the charm is within. The charm is within.
Yeah.
And that's what his dog sees in him. Because the dogs are all unconditional love, aren't they? So what the dog sees in you, if only the world could see as well, kind of thing. I like that. Mm. That's sweet.
Hey, Sparty.
You are picking up what I'm laying down, Brendo. Man, we've got a future, you and me. Give him a number, Jolly.
We'll do, Sparty. Started with Brendan, ended with Brendo. That's all we need out of this with our listeners. So we do appreciate that, Sparty. That's how you roll. Well done.
Thanks,
well done. Say good day to the 49-year-old with the asterisk too, by the way. We do appreciate that. There he is, Sparty. All thanks to Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Drive with Joel and Fletcher. Today, Brendan Cowell. Coming up on the show, the great man, Hammy Goodman. He loves Magic Round from Sportsbet. Andrew Swaney Swain. The rugby had just finished, but it's now starting again for Stan Sport to preview this weekend's Super Rugby Trans-Tasman action. A full preview of the footy this weekend. And Barry Toohey not far away, the doyen of all things Newcastle Knights. And this is the Trojan Tradies Hour. Trojan Tools Built Tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse.
Kennard Tire is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
He's still negotiating here, our man Sparty. You can have your say, and here's what's brewing thanks to Four Pines. Before I get onto that, Sharky's waiting patiently. We'll get to him in a moment as well. 1300 01 1170. Text line 0457 736 736. G'day, man. Brendan, love your work in Deck Dogs. Ramp it up, Tom.
Deck Dogs. I love it. Wow, that is a blast from the past. That was a skater movie I did, 25 years ago, I think, that 11 people saw, and you're one of them. Thank you very much for the nod.
Brendan, I'm a big fan of your views on AFL or fumbleball, as I call it. I hate it just as much as you do. More power to you for going against you trendy acting mates and hating this overrated Victorian scrap fest. Cheers, the David Bowie cat. Are you anti-AFL, are you?
Look, I don't let it be said in my house. I didn't know they were still playing AFL.
Really?
I had no idea.
Yeah.
But apparently somewhere in Melbourne they are. I think if you gave an 11-year-old a ball and said invent a sport, that's what they'd come up with. It makes no sense, and it's played nowhere else in the world.
No, Stu from Cronulla's got something. We're talking about the referees here. We're only having a bit of fun. We are 100% behind the refs. I, for one, nothing more I hate than going to junior sport when people having a go at the referees. 1300 01 1170, what's brewing thanks to Four Pines. Magic Round crackdown. The NRL Commission have issued the game's referees with a stern directive to clamp down on foul play ahead of Magic Round. Basically, any contact with the head will result in a sin bin or send-off. So, therefore, it brings in the opportunity to see an 18th man this particular round. Pappenhausen firming to play, by the way. So, Melbourne fullback Ryan Pappenhausen, 50-50 chance. Well, what do you think? Ryan caught up with SEN's Gary and Tim this morning and had this to say on his chances of lining up in Magic Round.
We've got captain's run tomorrow, so I'll do a little bit of contact then and get a few of the boys to run at me, and I'll test that shoulder out, and if it pulls up well, then I'll be playing on Sunday.
Which ones do they send out to run at you?
Nelson, Jesse, just one of the boys who's probably not playing. They'll just send them at me, and I'll just see how it goes, but That's the main thing. Once I can tick that off, I did a little bit earlier in the week, but sort of this will be a bit more game-like and yeah, just getting used to it. So I should be all good. It's been 4 weeks now, so probably a little bit of carry-on in there as well, but hopefully good now.
Sounds like he's playing, I think. It sounds like he's playing the Pappenhausen. Other news as well, Brenko Lee is reportedly set to sign to the Broncos. So they're making a move. They lose Coates. What do you think about that, Broncos fans? You lose Coates, you pick up Brenko Lee. Good trade, bad trade. Have your say. What's the worst thing you've traded? This is all thanks to Kennards. Do Kennards Hire make trade easy? Ken Oaf on the open line. We go 1300 01 1170. We've got about a minute here, Sharky, before the news. How are you, mate?
Good, make it quick. Brendan, do you know my uncle? He's an actor, Peter Flett. You heard of him?
No, but I'll say yes.
Now, Daniel, listen, I've got an idea for the old sin bin, mate. You know how they go off and just bludgeon and take water and stuff? No. You get Paul Gallen there, right, and you say, no, in the ring, they've got to spar Gallen for 4 minutes out of the five and then back on the field or eight out of the ten. That's the best idea. Entertainment for the crowd. And when the player gets back on, he's stuffed. He can't go, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, Sharky, the best part about your idea is you're the very first listener we've had call up saying to their own idea, that's the best idea. Are you ready?
Yeah, I like it. The only problem is that Paul Gallen would want $650,000 a game. And if you can organise that with a sponsor, we're right.
He might more than that. He might $12 million for the year.
Hey, quickly, we've got 5 seconds. How are your Sharkies going this week, Sharkinator?
Oh, they'll play better. They've been in camp, but it'd be a bit of a struggle, but
I will beat the Rabbitohs.
Yeah?
I will beat the Rabbitohs. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm confident, believe it or not.
Get ready. Believe in magic. Believe in magic.
Hey, Sharky, thank you for your call, mate. We'll chat soon. For now, we've got to hit the news. And as I said, we're all here thanks to Kennards Hire. Do Kennards Hire make trade easy? Ken Oath, they do. Gibbo's in the house. Brendan Cowell, I'm Joel Kane. Taking your calls after this, 1300 01 1170, or your text messages 0457 736 736. Thank you very much, April. We now go to our man who's the doyen of all things Newcastle, all things the Hunter. It is the great man, Barry Toohey. You there, Baz?
Hello, boys. I'm here.
Barry Toohey, of course, acclaimed fame for Newcastle Herald. He is a sports journalist. He has got all the answers up there as far as Newcastle is concerned. And Barry, I'm pleased to say that you are also in the company of Brendan Cowell. I mean, Adam O'Brien.
Yeah, Barry, I think that, you know, even though Ponga's not playing, I do think we will get a result and Mitchell Pearce will be back. And that is the result that I'll be expecting from my players.
How'd he go, Baz?
Didn't go too bad, actually.
Thank you.
Didn't go too bad, although I'm not sure that Adam O'Brien would agree with me, but no, not too bad at all.
Now, what's your summation so far of the Newcastle side? They've had a few excuses, Barry. Ponga missed a good chunk at the start of the season. No Pearce. Where do you think the Knights are at the moment?
They've been average, Joel, to be honest. They've had some excuses, I guess. They've had some injuries, but a lot of other clubs have had some injuries as well. Look, the big one has been obviously Mitchell Pearce being out for as long as he's been out for, and he still won't be back till probably around 14. So, and now Kalyn Ponga's not there tonight. But overall, if you look back at the games, they won their first two, not by any great margin. And they've been very, very inconsistent since, unfortunately, and haven't been able to really string anything together. And obviously broke a couple of games drought last week when they knocked over the Raiders and were hopeful of trying to build on that momentum and beat the Tigers up there tonight. But losing Kalyn Ponga yesterday, big blow to the side, and it'll be interesting to see how they react to it.
Yeah, Barry, Brendan Cowell here back on the mic coming at you live from SEN, Sports Entertainment Nonsense.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say there seems to be a question about the Knights, for want of a better word, steeliness and cohesion. One week they turn up, the next week they don't. Irrespective of this, if we're Tex Hoy or Ponga or Pearce, it's like they've got such tough forwards, and some weeks they turn up and they're terrifying, the other weeks they're a bit flimsy. What's that about, you reckon, down there?
Oh, well, Brendan, if they knew the answer to that, they'd probably fix it because they've got no idea what causes that. I've got no idea why they can come out and play like they do one week and then come out the following week like they did against the Roosters a couple of weeks ago and look like they don't want to be there. if you've got an answer, if anyone, any of the listeners have got an answer, then I'm sure Adam O'Brien would like to know because he's got no idea either.
I do know the answer to that, and I think tonight we'll start to see some of that resolve.
Yes.
Well, now, let's hope so, Adam.
Yes. Now, yeah, Adam, exactly right. Now, rumours, our man Gibbo here, he's got his ear close to the ground. Now, he's hearing about rumours of a player swap, Matt Lodge and maybe David Clemmer. Mm. Now, what is there to this, and if there is something to it, is it a 2021 switcheroo or maybe a bit later on?
Well, Joel, that came out earlier this week. I think David Clemmer was told about the supposed rumour about him maybe being swapped with Matt Lodge and quickly got on the phone to Adam O'Brien and to find out what was going on. And the coach knew nothing about it and is adamant that he knows nothing about it and it's not happening. So it was put to bed probably on Tuesday with Clemmer. He doesn't want to leave, obviously. He's still got another 2 years to run here. So he's on big money. Obviously, the Broncos are probably looking to offload Lodge if they can. But if they do, I don't know. I don't think it'll be in a swap deal with Clemmer because, as I say, the Knights have said that it's fanciful, and you got to trust them, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Just on the swap deal, and I don't understand why this hasn't happened. The Sharks have got Connor Tracy, Sean Johnson, Matt Moylan, Braden Trindle, and they've got Chad Townsend, who was hooked the other week. The Cowboys clearly want him. The Knights clearly want Jake Clifford. Why wouldn't we see that happen this year? Is there any chance of us seeing that this year?
Oh, the Knights would love to have Jake Clifford. They've been agitating for several weeks now to get, particularly when Pearce went down, to get Clifford here. But obviously, the Cowboys weren't in a position to lose him. Presumably Cronulla didn't want to let Townsend go. The dominoes have got to fall for certain things to happen, and unfortunately for the Knights, the domino that they needed to fall either Dearden from Brisbane to North Queensland or Townsend from Cronulla to North Queensland early. Neither of those things happened. So the Cowboys are sticking to their guns, which is fair enough too, because they got Clifford back playing first grade. I thought he was outstanding against the Broncos last week. So yeah, disappointing for the Knights. They would have loved to have got him early, but at this stage, it doesn't look like it's going to happen, John.
Well, Brennan, you're a Sharks fan. Now, clearly, Todd Payton, if they've signed him for 3 years, they want Chad Townsend. Therefore, the only thing that could stop this happening is the Sharks not letting go of Chad Townsend. Money is money. Whatever it is prorated out for the rest of the year, why wouldn't you let Chad Townsend go, a bloke who you hooked only last week?
Why wouldn't we let him go now?
Yeah, well, it seems to me if you let him go, then therefore they could let Jay Clifford go and away everyone's happy.
Look, what's going on with the Cronulla management, as we were talking about with the Newcastle spirit, is baffling to everybody why they let John Morris go. You know, we would have made the eight and had a better season with him there. But look, you know where I stand on Chad. I think get rid of Chad now. I actually would love to see the Sharks go, all right, this season, probably not going to happen. Mm. We're not going to win it. What's Connor Tracy doing in the halves?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Braden Trindle, what's he got? We know what Sean Johnson's got. He's not going to ever get tackled. He's going to do some very precise kicking and the odd lovely pass. He hasn't been tackled in 10 years. Let's face it. You know, he's playing Oztag out there. Yeah. So I want to see where does Connor Tracy want to play? I actually thought if I was Sharks management, I'd grab, who's the Canberra hooker? Josh Hodgson?
Yeah.
Josh Hodgson to the Sharks and then put our Brayley in halfback.
Okay.
Amazing kicking game.
You think you can play halfback Brayley?
Why not? Yeah. As a little game manager.
Yeah.
And then outside him have a Moylan or a Johnson or a Milford,
not
if we're
worst.
Buying Milford. Have the freak there. Yeah. Have the running game there. Brayley's an excellent player. I'm sure the Brayley's mother would love to see someone playing in a different position out of the three sons.
Out of the nine.
All works.
Hey, Barry, final question before we let you go, because I'm a fan of this bloke, and clearly so too is Wayne Bennett and the Queensland selectors. Edric Lee, where is he at in his return for the Newcastle Knights, and what's the future look like for Edric Lee? What are you hearing?
Well, poor old Edric, he broke his foot, I think, in the first week, Joel. He didn't come back to pre-season training until January because of he was involved, as you said, in the Queensland Origin series, the last game, and he didn't come back till January. Broke his foot in the first week of training and hasn't been sighted since. Every time he gets close to a return, he has a bit of a setback. And at the moment, it's a week-by-week proposition. The coach suggested, I think, 3 weeks ago that he might play the following week, but we still haven't seen him. So he's still having a few problems. I don't think we'll see him in the next couple of weeks. He certainly won't play against the Cowboys. Maybe the week after that, or maybe, you know, three weeks away. But at this stage, still no Edric Lee. And look, the situation with Edric long term is that the Knights have basically told him that he'll have to find a new club. He's off contract at the end of this year, and the Knights have told him that they can't afford to keep him, given that he's now a Queensland Origin winger, and he's had some injury history as well. So they're looking elsewhere, Joel. So he's available. If Cronulla are looking for a winger, then maybe he might go there.
Go back there.
That's where I think the triangle pieces together, because they need a big outside back, in my opinion. Cronulla, Edric Lee, down you go. Clifford, you go to the Knights. Chaddy Townsend, you become Chad Townsville. That's what I think.
You might suggest that to the Sharks, Joel,
yeah,
and
I will
get the ball rolling.
I will send a text to a certain board member, and which they may delete in a hurry. But anyway, I'm going to send that right now for them to go and get Edric Lee, and that'll make everyone happy. Anyway, Baz, we've got to go.
It'd be nice for Edric to get back on the field, though, beforehand. I'm not sure the Sharks will take him until he gets back on the field.
Yes, that might be. What about Hymel Hunt? Is he off contract?
Hymel Hunt is off contract, but I think the Knights will probably try and keep Hymel.
Okay. Anyone else you can suggest?
They've got 11 players off contract tonight. So I
what
think Gamut Shibasaki, they'd let him go straight away.
Right, okay.
He's one that's on contract next year that be allowed to go if someone came for him. But
we'll take Valentine.
Yeah, not too many of the other ones at this stage.
Between you and I, Baz, we'll sort it out. We'll make sure that Clifford's in a Knights jumper this year and Chad's in a Cowboys jumper. Anyway, mate, listen, we thoroughly enjoy the Tui's News podcast, which is your news podcast. I know you had Garth Brennan on this week speaking about a brutal industry. Coaching most certainly is. So for those listeners out there, you want to have a listen to Tui's News, the podcast, Baz has you covered there, mate. We appreciate your time and good luck with the Knights this week.
Good on you, boys.
There he is, Barry Tui, absolute champion, Barry, and he calls it as is, and we do appreciate that, to have him on Drive with Joel and Fletcher today, Brendan Cowell. All thanks to Kennards. Do Kennards Hire, make trade easy. Ken Oath, coming up next, we'll share our Friday frustrations. What are your Friday frustrations? 1300 01 1170, and you can text us 0457 736 736.
Kennards Hire is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Brendan McCall and Gibbo in the house as well today. Now, our Twitter handle, at Drive Joel and Fletch, that is the way to do that. We have got our Twitter poll up, which is which Magic Man is going to provide the most magic in Magic Round? At Joel Fletch SEN. That's also where we got the quiz posted. Have we posted the quiz yet, Gibbo? We might just do that as well, the quiz. The quiz is going to be exactly how many points will be scored in Magic Round. Yes. So we'll put that up for your chance to win tickets to the NRL. So the poll is up. Which Magic Man will provide the most magic in Round 10, which is Magic Round? The players include Tommy Turbo, Valentine Holmes, Cody Walker, and the Fox. So that's the way to do that. All righty, we move on now to our... And that was all thanks to Four Pines, by the way. Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Drive with Joel and Fletch. Friday frustrations. We like to do this on a Friday, Brendan Cowell. Is there something that's been frustrating you this week for a Friday frustration?
Yeah, look, there has been, Joel. And I was having this chat with my friend Ben Cody only recently. I've been living in London the last 5 years, but I'm living in Bronte now, which means I'm very close to the beach, right? And so, I drag a lot of sand and stuff into my car, into my Lancer. And I was looking down the land, and I've got to get that. I had to buy a little handy vac.
Oh, yeah.
To kind of clean up the car. And I was thinking about cars and thinking about the floor of the car is always carpet.
Yeah.
And every single car has the same floor, carpet.
Yeah.
And is that because it's cheaper or they've got relationships with carpet companies? Because I started thinking people with kids and kids dragging something into chips, sandwiches, bags, stuff into cars.
Yeah.
Why on earth are cars got carpet on
great
the floor.
Core.
Well, if you look at houses, because you drag dogs and kayaks and food and shit into houses, people don't have carpet in their houses anymore. What do they have? They have polished concrete or they have polished floorboards.
Is the lino gone?
Lino's gone. Carpet's gone. You only have carpet in that special room no one goes into. Or if the wife's like, I really love carpet. Reminds me of my childhood or whatever. I love it soft underfoot when I come out of the bathroom. But every other room, polished concrete, polished floorboards. So why don't cars have a hard surface? That you could easily sweep, bang, gone, or maybe under the driving wheel, a plug.
Yes.
And then you could get the hose out.
Yeah.
Just hose the
floor.
Love
that too.
It goes down in, you re-plug it, you're away.
You're away.
No carpet.
I like that. Why do we need carpet in a car? That is exactly precisely right.
It's ludicrous.
It's crazy.
And now that I've seen it.
Yes.
It's everywhere and it makes no sense. We're living in a world of chaos. That's why we're on SEN, Sports Entertainment Nonsense, and that is nonsense.
Well, that's the poor lino has been sitting there on the sideline waiting to get a game, just waiting for the coach to say, get out there, son or daughter, and have a game.
It
so
hasn't,
maybe
hasn't
the lino
been relevant for 20 years, has it?
Lino has been gone. So maybe it is the return of lino. Maybe this is lino's time to shine to get lino into cars.
Do you know, Musk is probably the guy. That we need to call the Tesla, the lino.
Have you still
Tesla.
Got his number?
I do, yeah. Do you know his number is?
Yeah.
Six. You just call six and it's him.
That's right.
He's that powerful. He's like, I just got this one number.
I know.
You just call six. He's unbelievable, that bloke. But maybe he could bring out the lino Tesla. But I know this is funny. I'm actually deeply serious about it. It is madness that we have carpet on cars. The only other thing that I was thinking about in terms of Friday frustrations was my close friend Kyle Flanagan this week having a little bit of emotion when he addressed the media.
Yeah.
And it felt like the whole rugby league community has been in shock at the sheer notion of a man getting emotional.
Being human.
Being human. Yeah. We talk about this game being full of passion. We play for family, for pride in the jersey. As Ricky would say, what's under that bright green jersey? My chest, Ricky. We play with all this emotion and pride.
Yeah.
A man comes out and has a tear because his dad's so proud of him. He wants to do really well. Even Trent Barrett, the coach, goes, well, I liked his speech up until that point. We all seem... NRL 360, everyone seems flabbergasted as to how we talk about what happened. It was great what happened.
A guy
got emotional.
He got human. There's no doubt about that. My frustration is, and our listeners perhaps, because our WBW will be winning. We will tip Bitcoin Baby. It's been a bad week for Bitcoin. On Thursday, it was scratched. It was going to run Friday. It was scratched today, Bitcoin Baby. And now Bitcoin won't be accepted by that man, Elon Musk, I believe, for his Teslas. So that's what's happening. Four Pines Brewing Co., the official beer of Drive with Joel and Fletch. Do Kennard's Hire. Make trade easy. Ken Oath. And Friday frustrations. People park in clearways after 3 p.m, doubling the amount of traffic on a two-lane road. Ben from Cronulla, hashtag go para. He's after para. This is Trojan Tradies Hour. Trojan Tools Built Tough, only at Bunnings Warehouse.
Kennard Tire is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
You certainly are. Friday frustrations are coming in here as well. Manly versus, now we're talking about signs. So Manly versus the Broncos, sign in the crowd. Drive the Saab right up their Haas. Josh from Newcastle. Remember to put Ramp It Up. We're looking for Ramp It Up on these signs here at Magic Round as well. My Friday frustration is the one and only Jimmy Smith. He gave me a great nickname in Sparman, and I was happy with that. However, it appears there's another nickname out there of a regular listener called Sparty. I'm spewing because I'm thinking that's a little bit better nickname stakes in the nickname stakes, Sparty versus Sparman. What do you think, by the way? Who's your big tip this week, Brendan? Are you keen on any particular upset? You think that Magic Round might provide a few little spells on teams?
Yeah, I actually think it's been a pretty predictable year in a lot of ways. And I actually reckon the magical notion about this week will be all upsets.
All upsets?
Except for... Panthers.
Oh, the Panthers.
The Panthers will win because they're the Panthers. But I think the Storm will win. if Pappenhausen plays, but I think the rest of the Sharks are going to beat the Rabbitohs.
Wow.
I'll tell you that from any distance. It's what about that, yourself?
Well, I'll give mine after the news. It's not too late to join the SEN NRL Tipping and the Ream League. You can win over $16,000 in prizes, including huge 2021 NRL Grand Final experiences. Sign up now at nrltipping.sen.com.au.
Kennard Tire is making trade easy with an express load and go service and heaps more.
It's Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher driving you home. You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, and today the great Brendan Cowell. You can have your say on the call line, 1300 01 1170. You can text us anytime you like, 0457 736 736. We're talking about signs. We want to see plenty of signs out there for Magic Round. Just repeating the one from Josh from Newcastle. Manly versus Broncos sign in the crowd. Drive the Saab right up their Haas. So there's plenty of those coming through, but we need to see ramp it up on their sign. Now, question for you, Brendan Cowell. Have you ever spoken with anyone who has spent an entire Magic Round sleeping at Suncorp Stadium?
No.
Okay, well, that's about to change because on the line now, brought to you by Sportsbet's Same Race Multi, gamble responsibly, the great Hammy Goodman. G'day, Ham.
Yes, TGIF. John, my therapist has told me not to talk about sleeping in a stadium for 4 days anymore. I still get flashbacks. They didn't turn the lights off for 4 or 5 days there at Suncorp. What an experience. But we'll be enjoying this time around from the couch. Looking forward to it.
He hadn't factored that in, so they left the lights on the whole time overnight at Suncorp Stadium. Hammy, in the Fair Dinkum Stakes, was it tough going? Like, did you feel like the stadium was getting smaller and smaller? Like, did you go there and it was Suncorp Stadium and you left feeling it was Redfern Oval?
Yeah, you're spot on, John. I mean, it sounded like a pretty funny idea at the time. We did a bit of a survivor theme. You filled in very well as Jeff Probst. You know, we had a couple of challenges. I got evicted from the box, had to go and sleep on the field. I mean, it was funny in thought, but I think once we got in there, we got over it pretty quickly. So I think I'm going to enjoy it a lot more this time around.
Were you haunted at all by the ghosts of the, you know, all those kind of New South Wales Origin defeats? Could you hear Wally Lewis and Alfie Langer? And are there ghosts at Lang Park?
I don't know if it was a ghost. I think it might have actually been Alfie Langer.
Yeah, on the Volga Red Bulls.
Yeah.
I think it might have too. Actually, I might have saw him out a little bit later on there, Alfie boy. Hey, you would have a sign for sure. You'd have Eric Banner written all over you for this, Hammy. Do you got something?
Look, I would. I have got a sign, and there's been some great submissions on the program today, but I think it's a West Tigers fan, Joel. The time for joking has well and truly passed. I'm going with a simple one for the West Tigers, just SOS, because something's got to give at the West Tigers. So, look, hopefully they can turn it around this evening. They do kick off Magic Round against the Knights. They actually won last time they met in round three, 24 points to 20. They were $2.60 yesterday, the Tigers, in now to $2.30 off the back of the news Kalyn Ponga won't be playing. The Knights $1.62 head-to-head. For any time try scorers, we've got joint favourites here, David Nofaluma and Braden Musgrove. They are $1.72 favourites. The big BJ Leilua, now he's never scored against the Knights, but he's looking for 3 weeks in a row that he scored a try. You're getting him $3 to score a try at any stage this evening. And I also like the total match points over in this particular match. It's 44.5 points is the points line. 7 of the last 8 games between these sides have seen the total match points click over, paying $1.90.
Ooh, what about Manly taking on the Broncos? How do you see this one playing out?
Well, Manly looking pretty hot at the moment, aren't they? $1.35 favourites, but the Broncos have won 6 of their last 7 v Manly at Suncorp. $3.25 you're going to get for the Broncos. The try scorers here, you've got some guys in a purple patch for Manly. Jason Saab, we had the great sign by one of your listeners about him as well. He's looking for 6 weeks in a row. $1.53 favourite. Turbo on fire. He's looking for 5 weeks in a row with a try, $1.62. But a good little bit of value here for the Broncos. Jesse Arthurs, he's scored in 3 of his last 4 games. $3.75 to score at any stage this evening.
That's excellent. I did think of a sign while you were offering those amazing bets. I thought that maybe for the Sharks game, we could go do it for ScoMo. It's in the budget. What do you think? Win for ScoMo, it's in the budget.
Yeah,
Sharks.
I like that. Yeah, ramp it up. Now, Hammy, I think Brendan will like this. Have you ever played try scorer bingo?
Not enough.
No. Can you explain it to him, please, Hammy?
I would love to. This is a great little concept out of the great mind of Sugar Cane next year there, Brendan. Yeah, basically, what he's done is he's chosen a try scorer in each of the games across the weekend. You need 5 of the 8 players to score or more, and you are paid out as BINGO, bingo, you are a winner. It's paying $5 this week. It keeps you interested right across the weekend. Here are his selections. He's gone with Turbo, Xavier Coates. We've got two in the late game today.
Yep.
Xavier. Then we've got Jack Whiten, Cody Walker, Val Holmes, Isaiah Papali'i, Jerome Hughes, and Valentine Holmes. So you need 5 out of those 8 or more to score. Yeah, absolutely. That's happening for Magic Round, and it's paying $5 to play. Head to the top markets of the Manly Broncos game this evening.
That's the way to do that. What else is happening in the world of sport, Hemi?
Yeah, let's get down to Mexico. So, St Kilda versus Geelong this evening. The Caps have won their last 4 against St Kilda. They're $1.32 favourites. St Kilda $3.41 head-to-head. Last week, Geelong went berserk. They played against the reigning premiers. They smashed them by 63 points, and their forward line had a field day. Tom Hawkins, Gary Rowan, and Jeremy Cameron all kicked 5 goals apiece. So the market I like is 3 goals or more. I think they're going to turn it up again this evening. Can't see any reason why these blokes won't kick 3 each. Jeremy Cameron, $1.80. Tom Hawkins, $2.20. Gary Rowan, $2.50. Or you can same game multi them together all to get 3 goals. You're getting $10.50 there.
Ooh, yes, I like that. And, of course, you've got the Highlanders and the Reds, the Tars and the Hurricanes. Hammy, have you yourself a great Magic Round.
I will do, TGIF boys. I'll chat to you next week. Gamble responsibly.
Absolutely, and you'll be able to enjoy it a lot more this time without having to sleep at Suncorp for 4 nights. The great Hammy Goodman. Heads up, punter. Sky Racing is now available on Sportsbet. Watch racing live on the app or website. See sportsbet.com.au for details. Conditions apply, and gamble responsibly. Coming up next, we'll preview tonight's blockbuster. We've got the Manly Seagulls and the Broncos coming up. We're looking forward to that. Drive with Joel and Fletch with Brendan Cowell in the seat. All thanks to Four Pines. We're taking your frustrations on a Friday. 0457 736 736, and you can call us anytime you like. 1300 01 1170.
Kennard Tyre is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Yes, okay, here we go. Plenty of text messages coming through. 0457 736 736. What's brewing thanks to Four Pines? Well, according to Ray from the Gong. Gents, Friday frustration. I totally agree with Brendan. I feel his pain. Having a wife and 2 kids that are keen surfers, the sand, it is everywhere. I think there's half a Bulleye Beach accumulated in our Outlander. There's no vacuum attachment that can fit in all of those awkward spots. Hope the Tigers get up tonight. Ray from the Gong. And you were talking about the fact, why do cars have carpets in it?
Doesn't make any sense.
No.
Houses don't have houses. Houses don't have carpet anymore. Let's get concrete into cars. Let's get floorboards into cars with a plug. Yeah. Get the hose out. Solved.
Yeah, exactly right. What about this banner for the Mighty Bunnies? Let's cook and burn the Sharks into the woods. Play on the players' names.
Gee, that's a brilliant sign. I wonder how they're going to get all those words in on the one banner.
You've got to get Rampart up on there too. That's what we're really looking forward to. Sparty would have a big sword, so he would go all right in world movies. Do they like fighting scenes, do they?
Oh, they absolutely do.
Well,
yeah.
He's a big sword.
Well, it depends how late these movies are that they're talking about. Oh. I think 11 to 1.30 fighting and then 1.30 onwards.
They're making up.
There's different swords.
Oh, right. So they're fighting at the start and they make up for it a little bit later.
They make
on.
Up a lot.
Yeah, they make up a lot. Okay. Yeah. Legend, my bestie is turning 80 and Jimmy is the number one Rooster supporter. Can you please send your regards? Love, SEN 11 of 70. You rock. Ramp it up, Bobby the Rooster. Well, there you go. Happy birthday, Jimmy. Hope you're having a wonderful 80th birthday. Friday frustrations. People that block aisles with shopping trolleys. I normally say politely, do I have to pay a toll? Dazza the Dragon.
Yeah, I also, do you know what, another one that peeves me? Mm-hmm. You know how when you've got to go into traffic, you indicate?
Yes.
When you're coming out of a shop,
yes,
I think you should poke your head out and indicate onto the pavement. Because I'm walking, I'm in the left lane, walking beautifully in stride. Someone comes out of your Portman's or your cafe, they just step into my stride.
No, they've got to give way.
And maybe just pop the hand out and give it a bit of a flash or something. I'm going left, I'm going right.
Yes.
Indicate coming out of shops.
Yes, maybe need one of those glass or one of those mirrors that reflect out onto the street. We could do that as
just
well.
Just have a look before you enter the pavement. There is a stream of traffic.
There is. Josh writes, if Cherry Evans is a late pullout, the entire Maroon spine So Harry Grant's out. Looks like they're being rested before game one. Ponga out, Grant out, Munster out. Conspiracy theory.
Very good conspiracy. Yeah. They're still underdogs, though, aren't they?
Oh, of course they are.
They're still flying under the radar.
They certainly are.
And they'll still win.
Of course they will. Open line we go, 1300 01 1170. Richie from the Central Coast is there. G'day, Rich.
Hello, mate. How are you going?
We're going great, Rich.
Excellent, Rich.
What do you know, Rich?
I've got a Friday Fury.
Oh, yeah.
Hit us, Rich.
Going to get the ears lowered, $35.
Yeah.
Ears lowered?
Yeah.
For a haircut.
Oh, right.
You've not Jeez. Heard that term before?
No, not
You've
enough.
Never heard getting your ears lowered?
No, I haven't.
Really?
No.
Is $35 a bit... How many haircuts would a hairdresser pump out in any given hour, would you say, Richie?
Oh, six?
So six. So you're suggesting at that rate...
No, actually, probably five.
Five with a bit of chit-chat. So you're suggesting at that rate, they're getting about $175 an hour. Do you think that's a bit steep?
Yeah, yeah, bloody...
I went to...
They're not cutting the old Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, right. How much is that, by the way? And what are you exactly getting lowered? I got a fancy haircut on Oxford Street.
Oh, yeah.
At this really nice studio, and I went in and I got a wellness treatment before it where they found the right essential oil. And I thought, what's an essential oil? Does that mean if I don't have lavender, I'll die?
Yeah.
Like, how essential is lavender?
That's right.
And it was 20 minutes of them dotting that on my neck, then the head massage and all this stuff, then the peppermint tea, then the haircut was 15 minutes, $152. Jeez.
Wow.
Nothing lowered.
Hey, Richie, how are you celebrating Magic Round? What's the plan of attack?
Well, I did think that I didn't have to play footy this weekend, so I was going to have a few beers, but then went to training last night and found out that I've got to play, so that was a bit of a letdown.
Righty, hang on, we'll play a game here. Based on the voice, guess the number. What are you playing rugby league, just to confirm?
That's a good game.
No, I play AFL.
That's going to be hard.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be tricky. Left pocket or something. Can I just ask another question?
Oh, sorry, Richie. No, you know the rules. Sorry, Richie. We're going to go. You used the term AFL, and Fletcher wouldn't let me get you out of that. Richie's gone, by the way. 1300 01 1170. We've got to march on. We've got the Tigers taking on the Knights. SEN, by the way, calling both games. SEN are going to be well celebrated over the Magic Round. Sorry, Richie.
Do you moisturise?
When I shave.
When you shave, you
only when I shave. So I shave every couple of days.
Yeah.
And I'll put face moisturiser on after I've shaved. Do you?
Yeah, yeah. I've got a routine every morning.
Have you?
I've got a morning moisturiser with the Manuka, and then I've got one before bed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez, you've got it all sorted.
Oh,
you?
Yeah. Guys should get into it.
Yeah.
I reckon.
A mate of mine, right, who is nearly 50, he looks about 22, and he
why is that?
Moisturising.
Exactly.
Yeah. He claims that it is very important. But anyway, tonight, two games. SEN are calling both, by the way. West Tigers taking on the Newcastle Knights at 6 p.m. I've got a sign. What could go wronger? They've got no Kalen Ponga. What do you think about that?
I think that's exceptional.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, I thought it was okay too. Adam Dewey into the centres. Tommy Talau replaces Zach Seeney, who's not being Seeney because he had an unreal debut against the Dragons, made himself on the front page of the paper, come out, had a shocker, gone. Moses Embiid in the halves.
What you going to do? Oh, we got two Leilua.
Ramp it up.
Ramp it up.
What are you going to do? Oh, we got two Leilua. I like that. I like that. Kalen Ponga out with injury. Tex Hoy. Tex Hoy will play fullback. Heimel Hunt named on the extended reserves there. Can the Tigers upset the Knights in the first match of the spellbound Magic Round?
No.
No?
No, I think they're gone. And Adam Dewey, right, he's slaying them in the halves.
Yeah.
Slaying them at number six. What does Madge do?
I know.
Moves him out of position. The one thing that's working for your football team, Mr. Maguire.
Yeah.
The one thing that's working is the guy with the jumper six on it.
Yes.
So what have you gone and done? Oh, I'm going to put him over there. That'll work. Struth. I'm an actor. I can see how ridiculous that is. Well, Adam Dewey, give him the ball. He's the best player. And that wonderful fullback. I love watching.
Dane Laurie. Terrific
player. What a player.
Yeah.
You want Laurie and you want Dewey. touching the ball.
Absolutely. Jimmy Smith, Timmy Manor, they'll call the game on 1170 SEN and on 1620 the Gold Coast. And, of course, you can catch it via the app, the SEN app as well. Manly taking on the Broncos. Marty Tapau is back for Manly, pushing Kepi to the bench.
I've got another sign. Don't worry, be happy. What do you think?
Yeah, I like that.
We can work on that.
Yeah, no, I like that. No, don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah, well, that Penrith can use that.
That's the scariest thing about the Panthers. They don't even, Appy Carrasso hasn't even played yet.
Yeah, I know.
Who's probably the best hooker in the game.
Yeah, don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
So Marty Tapau back for Manly. The Broncos, I'm reading the news from earlier for Four Pints, and what was brewing there is Brinko Lee looks as though he could be joining the Broncos. So what do you think about that, Broncos fans? Let us know on the text line, 0457 736.
It's like the Boxing Day sales at the Broncos, isn't it? They're just shopping up today,
they're shopping
they?
Up. They are. The table with the red light on, is that That's what used right. to happen at Kmart and everyone rushed there?
Kevy's got the voucher card out. Yeah. He's just letting rip, isn't
letting
he?
Letting rip. Then we've got, so Mark Braybrook, Gary Belcher will be calling the game on 1170 and on 1620, the Gold Coast. Drive with Joel and Fletch with thanks to Four Pines. Brendan Cowell in the seat today. Okay. So you can have your say. Does the Tommy Turbo show continue against the Broncos, do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll score four tries.
Wow.
No, he'll score two tries and Saab will score two tries. But I also reckon the Broncos are going to turn up. They're at Suncorp. It's a Queensland fixture. Kevy's got them purring. They had a big signing this week with Adam Reynolds,
yep.
The slightly better version of Chad Townsend. And I reckon the Broncos will win. It'd be winning at halftime in your 18-10s.
Yes.
And then Turbo will put it on. It'll be like a 34-28 scenario.
Big referee crackdown as well, we should repeat as well. So if you cop someone in the lemon spread, you're basically going to be heading to the bin. Vossi was on this morning.
So whack him in the nuts.
This is what he had to say about the crackdown.
It is the commission's view the game is at a turning point in regards contact with head or neck in tackles. The onus will be on the defender for duty of care. To, in effect, aim lower. Be warned. The sin bin will be used far more. We could have more send-offs beginning tonight. And I can give you the guidelines to what the referees and officials and in turn the coaches and players have been told in relation to tackles. Direct or forceful contact to the head or neck, penalty or at least sin bin for the worst offences, a send-off. Indirect forceful contact. That means, you know, swinging arm, bounce off chest, ends up hitting head, player falls in tackle, at least a penalty and sin bin. If the contact is minimal, then that has to be a penalty, but the player is still put on report for minimal contact. The referee and the bunker officials have been instructed they are not to play the part of the match review committee. All they have to determine is was there contact at the finish with a head or neck. If the attacker falls into the tackle, let's say James Tedesco stepping around, not bolt upright, and he drops, but he's hit in the head, the defender is the one in trouble and can be sin-binned or at worst sent off. There will be a harsher approach to general play as well. And we're talking about set restarts. If a team gives away set restarts, maybe a couple in the first 30 minutes, 30 minutes later they give away a third, they could be sin-binned. There will be a count done. Time elapsed does not matter if it is multiple infringements through the course of a match.
What do you think, Brendan Cowell? How many sin bins do we see in Magic Round?
Well, look, hopefully not that many because the players go, oh, better wrap that up. Yeah. I think it's fantastic. People have been asking the question, why is this not happening with the bunker? Why is this not happening with the referees? I tell you why. Because of the culture of refereeing and bunkering has been leading towards how do we just not send players off? How do we let them get away with it? How do we not get in trouble? Now the culture refereeing the bunker will be led towards how do we protect the player's head?
Yeah.
Which is the greatest change
in
the culture of adjudication.
Yep.
Protect the brain. This is the toughest sport in the world.
You well, you're writing a book on concussion, aren't you?
I am. I've written a book.
So you're very
Plum.
Passionate about this.
Absolutely. This is still a tough game. You played it. I watched it,
you
know, and I played it till it hurt. Then I went, I'll go for emotional pain of the arts.
Good in the bees.
Yeah, exactly. Very solid in the bees.
Yeah.
Look, it's still a tough game. These players are unbelievable. They're so fit. The collisions are out of control. There's no need to... The brain is a very sensitive organ.
Yeah, it is.
So let's protect it. Let's keep our players on the field. There's no reason why blokes have to get hit in the head. And also, commentators and media people alike, it's time for you to stand up for this as well and stop going, oh, gee, you know, that's all right. He can shoulder him in the head. No, he can't.
Well, Graeme Annesley...
And everyone has to stand up for it. It's bloody serious.
Graeme Annesley briefed all the commentators today, so I think that was very smart of him to get them on the same page.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was smart.
Change the thinking.
Here's a banner for the Tigers. Just remember, we want to see ramp it up. Banner for the Tigers, what are you doing, as in Adam Dewey, doing?
Yeah. How are you?
Madge. Oh, I don't mind that. Very, very good there.
Ooh,
Rich from Five Doc. I can't read that one out, Richie, boys. I can't for most of yours, but I do appreciate that. You mongrels, I'm a league player. This is Rich from the Central Coast, who we just hung up on. Just having a bit of a kick for fun. Ha ha. Anyway, I was going to say thanks for my hose rocked up today. He's Aussie Hoses. How good would a nozzle be on them? Cheers, lads. Richie. Yeah, good on you, Richie. Hi, Sugar and Brendan. Sugar, as you like to know lots of facts about different things, I believe Brendan has a family member who was in an all-girl band a few years ago. Can you confirm with that, Brendan? Loving the show. Quinny from Quirindi.
I was just texting my sister, Jackie Cal, actually, and she was one of the five members of Girlfriend.
Was she?
Who had the hit single, Take It From Me. I'll be good to you, baby. Take
really?
It from me. I won't break your heart. They had the hats.
Yes.
Remember the hats with the flowers on them?
I do.
And then I think when Robin Lowell left, they became GF4.
Oh, GF4. Okay, listen up, Tylers. If you're a Tyler, Beaumont's has 115 stores with the best range of RLA, RDX, and DTA tools, glues and grouts, and you can win 25 grand's worth. Jump onto iCanWin.com.au. Get your pens ready, because coming up next, Andrew Swain from Stan Sport to tip us into a few rugby games, and Chris Nelson from SEN Track. Stay with us right here. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch, and today, the great Brendan Cowell. Thank you very much, April. We're back on air, Brendan, by the way. 1300 01 1170 to have your say. You probably won't read this out, but I'm totally PI55'd off after the Para player only got 3 weeks and the Titans player got 2 for a face slap. Regards, Jimmy the Rooster. Sorry to hear that, Jimmy. Hey, boys, just want to say happy Friday and happy Magic Round, the Reptile. Thank you, Reptile. Brendan's been really good today. Knows his footy. I want to see you sneak a Sharks jersey into your next movie or TV show, Brendan, just like John Cusack wore a Kangaroos jersey in a movie once, the David Bowie cat. To the open line we go. Well, in fact, we won't go to the open line just now. We're going to go to a great friend of the show. I saw him only a couple of hours ago, in fact. Andrew Swain from Stan Sport. G'day, Swainy.
G'day, boys. Hey, what about a Queensland Reds jersey in a movie? What do you reckon?
What do you reckon?
It would have to be a horror movie, wouldn't it?
Oh, very good. Well, I tell you what, they take on Otago. Now, I've been through all the prices, Swainy, with Sportsbet. According to the market, it is just going to be a New Zealand whitewash. Is that how you're reading it?
Well, yeah, I actually did the same, Joel, and I put a five-leg multi together with all the Aussie teams winning just head-to-head, and it's paying $20,921.
Oh, wow. $20,920 for all of the Australian teams to win.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah! If the Aussie teams get up tonight, cash out. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, right. Okay. So we've got the Queensland Reds, the champs. They're taking on the Super Rugby AU champs. They're taking on the Highlanders side. How's this going to play out?
Yeah, look, I think the Reds have just rested a couple of players. They take McDermott tonight. So they're giving young Kalani Thomas a crack in the 9 jersey. But otherwise, they've got a pretty strong team. James O'Connor still leads the way out there. Liam Wright starting as well. So, look, it's still a pretty strong team. And the Highlanders didn't have the best Super Rugby Aotearoa campaign. So, look, they are a chance, the Reds, tonight, big time. It'll just be whether they can get themselves up again after such a high on Saturday night and then a couple of days, I'm told, of celebrations.
My colleague here, Brendan Cowell, he has been gallivanting over at Wellington, I understand, for Avatar. So he's got the Waratahs versus the Hurricanes. Mm. How do you see this going? Can we possibly jag a win here, Swainy?
Yeah, look, this is the two bottom place sides of the two competitions taking on each other tonight. It should be an entertaining clash. I mean, the Waratahs are rolling out a pretty decent sort of a young team, but look, I think that the Hurricanes are a very polished outfit, even though they did finish last in the Aotearoa comp. They are pretty good. There's a lot of experienced campaigners in the team, so it could be a tough one for Tars fans, I've got to say.
But what? The future's looking bright for the Tars, do you think?
Yeah, I do. It's probably going to take a couple of years. And look, that's probably not what Tars fans want to hear, but there are a lot of young, talented players in this team. And look, they've had some good wins over the last couple of weeks in terms of signings and things like that. There are a few guys who are keen to stick with them.
Hey, quick one. What's the crowd expected for the Waratahs game, Swaney?
Again, very good question. SCG tonight, it's going to be a cold night, down to 10 degrees, I'm told. So I'd hope that they get over 10,000. I'm not entirely hopeful. But if not, you get to sit in on your couch and watch it on Stan Sport.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way to do that. Before you go, Swaney, the Wallabies have gone back to the gold jumper.
Yeah, they have. They've got a gold jumper, a new sponsor as well. Cadbury's are on board, so that's fantastic. I'm a bit of a sweet tooth myself, so I was very happy to see that yesterday. And it's gone to a very gold jumper, very similar to the gold that the Wallabies won the 91 World Cup in. So it's very nostalgic. It's going to be the gold forever now. They're not going to keep chopping and changing it. That's the gold to stay. So
I like that. It's called like Wallaby's giving you the full glass and a half.
Yeah.
That's it. We came up with it's a full block of gold.
A block of gold. I
love that too. I love that too. Before you go, Swaney, just the most important thing when it comes to chocolate, are you out of the fridge man or are you out of the cupboard man?
I am a cupboard man,
I'm fridge.
Fridge.
Yeah. Room temperature, lukewarm for me.
Perfect.
It's all about the al dente chocolate.
Yep. I totally agree. You get more flavour out of it. Hey, Swaney, we'll be catching all the action on Stan Sport tonight.
Yep, please do. And it's across the weekend too, boys. Triple header tomorrow. It should be good.
Beautiful, mate. There is our man, Swaney. We appreciate that. Stan Sport have got you covered for all things rugby. And our man, Chris Nelson, has us covered for all things racing. So get your pens ready. Queensland is your place to race this year. And no doubt about it, Chris, the Queensland Racing Carnival just starting to ramp it up.
It certainly is. Joel, how are you going? Look, I've got to congratulate you. I'm sure you tipped me Reynolds last week.
I did. Oh, yeah, I absolutely did. We've got two in a row in Adelaide. We're going to tip Behemoth this week in the Goodwood. Everyone's charging in for GTRA, the local, but I think Behemoth can have a win, Chriso. But what are you looking towards this week?
Well, we've got the Doomben 10,000, of course, tomorrow, and it looks ready-made for Eduardo. He just gets everything made to order. He's going to lead on his ear. He's got the soft track now to suit him. He's one of the top four or five sprinters in the country, absolutely, and nothing's going to take him on. So I just can't see how they beat him, and he's probably going to start odds on. So I think he'll be winning the 10,000 at a short price. I think Axe in the last. It's a local horse, a Gold Coaster, trained by Michael Costa. Two really good wins on his home track in Fast Time. Then he ran second to Skins last time out. Skins is a really promising type. He beat the rest of them by a fair margin on that occasion. So in the get-out stakes, which we'll probably need by that stage of the day, Joel, we're going with number 11, Axe. And earlier in the day, I like race 3, number 3, Love Tap, the Sydney-trained horse. Won 4 of 5, only failure was in a group 1, if you can call it that. Resumes, goes up near the lead or settles near the lead. And very hard to beat. So if you stick with those three, I think you'll have a winning day, Joel.
Eduardo, Love Tap, and Axe. Axe is about $3.50, so that's a nice little price there. So anything else you like away from Queensland, Chriso?
Not really. No, I found Sydney way too hard. It was a very, very tough day at Rose Hill. I'll be guided by you there.
Okay, mate. If I get anything through, I'll flick it through to you. But that's all I've got for now is Behemoth in the Goodwood. So at a little tidy price as well. I did have Bitcoin Baby today, but it was scratched, unfortunately. So never mind, mate. We appreciate your time, Chriso.
That's a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
There he is, our man, Chris Nelson. Coming up next, by the way, is the IMAR quiz, where you can ring in now for your chance to win two tickets to the Waratahs versus Crusaders on May 29th. We might throw in the Makita hoodie as well. Geez, they're comfortable, those Makita hoodies. So you got a chance to win two tickets to the Waratahs vs Crusaders on May 29 and the Makita hoodie. First question for the IMAR quiz. Have you got a question that you'd like to start with for our listeners here to kick off the IMAR quiz?
A question?
Yeah. A question without notice. I'm asking for you for a question.
Could I ask him a question about my career?
Yeah.
What cable TV show was I the first ever actor to be nominated for a Silver Logie for?
Is that right? Is there any clues? Will they need a clue?
It's a three-word title.
Yeah.
Claudia Carvin was in it.
Claudia Carvin. Watch cable television
show. Foxtel drama.
Yes.
Was I nominated for the Silver Logie.
Silver Logie.
Popular Actor Award.
Brendan Cowell. And the floor is yours. 1-300-01-1170. Claudia Carvin starred in the show.
She did.
Okay, there you go. Do you want to give us a year?
I was a younger, more beautiful man.
Yeah.
I think it might have been
2019.
It was 2000, exactly. Yeah. 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
10, 12 years ago.
Okay, righto. Okay, have your say. So which
Australian cable TV show drama starring Claudia Carvin was Brendan Cowell in the role of Tom nominated for the Silver Most Popular Actor Award in?
Yes, the quiz line is open right now. 1-300-01-1170 for the IMAR quiz. This is Drive with Joel and Fletch. But today in the house, it's only a lean machine today. We have got Brendan Cowell, we have got Gibbo and myself, Joel Kane. A break and back with the IMAR quiz.
Kennard Tyre is making trade easy with swap and go service on site and heaps more.
You're listening to Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
The SEN quiz for IMAR Tradies Insurance. Right now at IMAR, buy Tradies Insurance online and save. IMAR.com.au.
Yes, Brendan Cowell, Gibbo's in the chair, myself, Joel Kane, and we have the IMAR quiz. We're ready to rock and roll, and today for the IMAR quiz, it's a Makita hoodie and two tickets to see the Crusaders take on the Waratahs. And right now at IMAR, buy Tradies Insurance online and save. IMAR.com.au is the way to do so. Fitzy's on the line. G'day, Fitzy.
Hey, Jolly. How are you, buddy?
I'm going all right, Fitzy. Question number one from the great Brendan Cowell was...
The first question was, What show was myself, Brendan Cowell, talking about myself here, nominated for? Love My Way. Correct. You a big cable TV fan there, brother?
Claudia Carvin fan, but you're all right too, mate. Thanks, you had a mate. Issue in that show, didn't you?
Mate, it was like volleyball. I set it up and then she spiked it. Was spiked it? Or?
Is this where's this Fitzy from? Are you from the South area? I've been told you're from the... Cathy, have you heard the Cathy Freeman story?
It's me, I'm up on... Oh, mate, you've got to share it today because I'm actually forgetting how it goes.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? So what are you up on the Gold Coast for? What?
You need to share it with...
He's gone,
is he? I'm going to see Eduardo run tomorrow. One of my mates has got a piece of Eduardo.
And what are they saying? Chrissy Nelson was on before tipping it. Do we want to be on Eduardo?
I think so. I think they're pretty confident.
Each way.
Joe's trying to talk it down because he bit him on the bum the last run. So, mate, he should be. Mate, it's pretty soft.
Hey, well, you know what they say. You got to lose one before you win one. Maybe you've got to lose this quiz before you win tomorrow. Anyway, question number two.
Question number two is, Magic Round's being played at Suncorp Stadium. What is the famous street in which lunatics converge upon pre-game?
Caxton Street. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay, 1-300-01-1170 to join the IMAR quiz queue. This question here, what are the NRL referees cracking down on this week, Fitzy?
High shots,
exactly right. Are you cracking down on shots this weekend yourself?
Mate, I'll be having a couple tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not shots, not good for me,
Dale. No good for me either, Fitzy. Righto, here's your chance. I'd dearly love you to see you muck this up, Fitzy, just quietly. But the final question is this. Which former cricketer... found himself in a I suppose, online or social stoush with the now Prime Minister,
Michael Slater.
That's it. Okay, well, you've won the hoodie. You've won your two tickets to see the Crusaders take on the Waratahs. That game is in Wollongong, I understand. So stay on the line. That is next week. Fitzy, good luck with the team for Eduardo. Chrissy Nelson's tipping it, and you're getting a Makita hoodie to go and watch the Crusaders take on the Waratahs. Well done, mate.
Cheers, boys. Happy weekend.
Fitzy's won the prize. So stay on the line there so we can get your details, Fitzy. And what did you make of that, by the way? ScoMo and Michael Slater.
Michael Slater, well, you know, I was a bit disappointed that it fizzled out, really, because I thought Slats, you know, he proposed to ScoMo that he would take him on in a debate to talk about, you know, all matters to do with India. I thought it was pretty abhorrent that all of a sudden it's like, if you're in India, there's 9,000 Australians over there, you can't come home. It's a crime.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a man of faith, ScoMo, and that doesn't sound like a very Christian thing to do. I thought we accepted everybody. Mm. And Slats, you know, he said, I'll challenge you to a debate. I don't know why it didn't happen. I think it could be a huge KO event. You could have Paul Gallen on before.
Yeah.
He could be debating something with Phil Gould.
Oh, like an undercard.
Undercard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if people just debating stuff, Slats could also have a crack. At ScoMo, one of my favourite topics is the environment. I mean, ScoMo loves the sharks. Where do the sharks live? In the ocean.
Yeah.
So maybe we should protect our ocean, Scotty, because then the sharks, where do we play football on? The earth.
Yes.
You know, we need a climate policy for the earth. So I thought we could really get behind this. KO could get behind it. Massive event.
Yeah.
Vossie could get involved. You and I could be sidelined, whatever.
Yeah, well, no, I'd love to. I've always wanted to monitor the worm. You know, the worm throughout.
Oh, the worm.
As the debate's going on, I can monitor the worm.
I've got Slats back. Look at the bouncers. He's faced more bouncers than Willie Mason in a weekend in King's Cross, hasn't he? Like, he's faced Joel Garner. You think he can't take on ScoMo in a debate? Bring it on.
Bring it on. I found your person to debate with in the undercard. Hi. Wow. Wondering who is this talking about themselves on a sports show about a different industry? Acting. Sounds like a big ego. Yes, no. Aris from Booker Bay.
Now, Aris, I'll see you tonight. I've got a table for two booked at Hog's Breath, and I'll be picking you up at 7:15. I look forward to it.
Oh, there you go, Aris. So love my way. Plenty of text messages, by the way, who knew that. Love my way as it keeps coming through. Plenty of text messages we'll get to. Cheech in Byron Bay, cupboard chocolates is the way to go, boys. I totally agree.
Yeah, but I like the colder chocolate, and then I like to dip it in the tea.
Oh,
so you start cold and then get it melting a little bit in your tea and eat it. I like that old-fashioned dip.
You know what's coming up?
What's that?
Scotty Sattler will be part of this call too. It is the NRL Nation, which is not too far away. Jimmy Smith will be up there, Badge, Mark Braybrook, etc. Rolled, fast, fresh, Vietnamese with crunch, bite and flavour. Order via app or visit a store today. We've got the West Tigers taking on the Newcastle Knights. We've got the Manly Seagulls taking on the Broncos. What is the Brendan Cowell double here? How do you see this playing out? If you had to go margins, 1 to 12 or 13 plus?
Oh, look, I would have had the Knights for a big win, but Sons Ponga.
Yes.
I think they'll still get it done because Madge has moved Dewey. They're only...
Is that how you say it? Sons?
Sons, yeah. Avec is with and Sons is without.
Okay, yeah.
So I think the Knights will win 1 to 12.
Yes.
And I reckon the Broncos will be winning at halftime.
Yep.
But Turbo and Saab will put on a show, and I reckon they'll probably run away with it.
The halftime, full-time double, Broncos into Manly. And we've done quite well today. Sons, Brian Fletcher. Sons, yeah. Nathan Brooks. Gibbo was outstanding, wasn't he?
Oh, look, let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, well done, Gibbo.
Get on the Sharks, by the way. Get on the Sharks for the comeback mission.
Ooh, Sharkies.
Tonight, out of the water.
I can't see it. Brendan Cowell, thank you.
Absolute pleasure.
You brought our show into complete what?
Disrepute.
Absolutely. Gibbo, outstanding,
thanks,
mate.
Joel.
Two hats.
Brendan.
Producer, panelling, you've done a fine job. Everyone have a great magic round. NRL Nation, SEN League have got you covered. That's Drive with Joel and Fletcher today, Brendan Cowell. Stay with us as NRL Nation and SEN League starts right now. Have a great weekend.